This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
This week on the Live Feed, we meet and visit with two musicians who have been playing together for over 30 years. Joe and Vicki Price are from Iowa and play blues music with the intention of getting the audience to loosen up and dance. Joe and Vicki have also been married for 27 years and hope to keep playing for many years to come. We go now to Ed's No Name Bar in downtown Winona. I'm Lisa Ostrander, and you're listening to the Live Feed, and we are here with Joe and Vicki Price.
I'm Vicki Price from Lansing, Iowa. I play guitar and sing.
My name is Joe Price. I'm originally from Waterloo, Iowa, and I play slide guitar, and I write songs, and I sing, and yeah.
So when did you two begin playing together?
It was 27 years?
It was July 31st, Saturday night, 1983.
There we go.
I take that back, 1982.
Yeah, long time ago.
I was playing in a bar called Dars in Waukon, and Vicki was bartending. And when I took a break, everybody goes, "Let Vicki play, let Vicki play." And so on the break, she played, and that's her music, and that's how we met.
Yep. Fantastic. Yeah. And are you two just playing together, or are you married?
Oh, we've been married.
Both.
Yeah.
We play together, and we're married.
Yeah. We've been married 27 years now.
Congratulations.
Yep, long, long time.
What would you guys categorize your style as?
It's country blues.
Yeah. We both play fingerstyle guitar, and we play blues. Yeah.
What would you say is a message in your music that you try and instill in the listeners?
We try to get them to loosen up and dance. We like to get people to dance.
And have fun.
Yeah, it's have fun music. Blues is boogie, have fun.
Yeah.
Drink beer, smoke cigarettes, talk loud.
A general good time.
Mm-hmm. Dance your butt off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what the blues is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
What would you say is one of the highlights of your career that you've had thus far? Maybe a fantastic show that you had that just moved you, or...
It changes all the time. This year we won the Independent Music Award for Best Blues CD of 2010. That was a real honor. We were up against a lot of professional CDs, so as independent musicians, that was exciting. We're going to play Buddy Guy's Legends in Chicago in September. We're thrilled about that. So
that'll be fun.
We played Governor Chet Culver's inaugural party when he was made governor of Iowa here a few years ago. And Al Green was a headliner, so we got to see him, and he was just fabulous. It was wonderful. So it's always changing.
How about for you?
Okay. In the 1970s, I had the great opportunity to warm up a lot of many blues singers that were traveling down Interstate 80 through Iowa. And there was some great singers when I was a kid, that I probably shouldn't have deserved the time slot, but I got it. And I warmed a lot of those blues singers up. Muddy Waters, Willie Dixon, Coco Taylor, John Lee Hooker, Homesick James, Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee. The list goes on. And that was, to me, quite a deal. And I knew I was going to remember this my whole life. I knew I was in the right place at the right time.
Yep. Is there maybe one of those artists that stood out to you as maybe influential in some of your music?
I like when I was a kid, I saw Earl Hooker play slide guitar. That was cool. In Waterloo, Iowa. And Muddy Waters, he was a great slide player. Yowzer. He could play slide. So I like slide guitar. That's what I play. That's my influence. Country blues slide guitar.
When did you start playing the slide guitar?
Oh, in 1960.
Was that the first instrument that you began playing then, or did you start with... Okay.
Yeah, that's as far as I got. It wasn't very far.
That's not true. It's different, though. There's not a lot of people that play slide guitar.
Yeah.
Well, it's an awkward thing to do, you know, and it's stupid, and it's must. You got to be crazy. Because, you know, one way to play it is to tune your guitar open, which means tune it to a chord. And most slide guitars slack down, that's what they call it, slack tuning. And it just creates nothing but problems with your guitar. It raises hell with it. And it's difficult that when you find one and you get one that works, hang on to it, because it's an awkward instrument and it's hard to play and it's hard to find a good slide guitar to do it on.
How long have you had the slide guitar that you have now?
Well, that's the thing is, I play national guitars and airline guitars exclusively. And we are, both Vicky and myself, are endorsed by both National Resophonic Guitars in California and Eastwood in Canada.
Very separate, yeah, and very different guitars.
Yes, they're electric guitars and acoustic guitars.
So are there specific styles that you tend to play acoustic and specific styles that you play electric? Or does it kind of...
No, there's no rhyme or reason. We can play any song that we play, we can play it on acoustic or electric. Mm-hmm. We don't change our style. We just play it
we're
one way.
We're just stuck doing what we do.
Yep. One trick ponies.
Yeah, we are. We're one trick ponies. We do this. Yeah.
So you just go with whatever's feeling right for the evening.
Yeah. And sometimes it's a room. If it's a big room, you want to play your electric guitar because it's going to cover the room better, you know. Sometimes you do little coffee shops or something and the acoustics work good, you know. So. Yep.
Is there maybe an embarrassing experience? Those are always fun.
Yeah. When Joe fell out, bounced off the stage one night in Davenport, remember?
Well, I've collapsed on stage many times.
He was playing outside, and they put him on a little tiny stage that bounced. And Joe taps his feet a lot, and sits in a chair. And as he tapped his feet, the stage would bounce, and he would bounce towards the back. And at the end of every song, he'd have to pull all his equipment and everything back to the front. And the last song, he played a little longer and ended up his chair went off the back of the stage.
Yes.
I bet that made for an interesting show, though, right?
It was the last note of the last song. And then the whole tent came down because I've collapsed in one of the legs of the side of the tent that was on the stage. And the tent fell down on me, too.
Yeah.
And I fell off the stage, and then like about 8 women ran to the stage and rescued me. And completely rescued me. And it was marvelous.
That's a great bang for the end of the show, right?
Oh, it was too much. And then another thing happened is Bob Kovmaker came up and goes, "Wow, that was cool, Joe. You want to play our fest next year?"
So we got a gig out of it.
I got a gig out of it.
Fall off the stage and get a show out of it. So
ruin my guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took a big hunk out of the headstock on the guitar. So that was embarrassing.
But fun. nonetheless.
Fun,
right?
Nonetheless, yeah. You gotta have fun. You gotta be.
What was maybe one show that the crowd was really influential in your playing? That's a tough one.
Yeah, well, I think crowd response is influential in I think every show, you know, and if you get people behind you playing, you're gonna play better. So, you know, and if for us, we've been doing it long enough that if it's not happening that night with the crowd, you just kind of play for yourselves, so you can still give a halfway good show. But it's always better when the crowd's with you and having fun with you, you know?
Yep, I agree. Are there any other messages that you would like to give to our listeners today? Any other comments?
Go see live music every chance you get.
Come and see Joe and Vicky Price every chance you get.
There we go. It's a good duo right there together. Fantastic. Well, thank you guys
thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We thank Joe and Vicki Price for being a part of the live feed. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to tune in next week for another episode of The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.